Welcome to our Lunchtime Reflections, looking at the Ten Commandments. Today we're looking at Exodus chapter 20, verse 7, and the command is, you shall not misuse the name of God. Now, names are really significant, aren't they? You can learn a lot about what someone's called, for a name signifies one's character. When I was a kid growing up, myself and a number of my friends, we all had nicknames. My name was Poz, or Little Poz, if people knew my big brother. He was Big Poz, I was Little Poz. But my nickname was because my surname was Pozzo. I had another friend who lived just around the corner whose nickname was Friggs. And his name was Friggs because his surname was Freeguard. Another guy who lived just two doors down was Swanee. And his name was Swanee because his surname was Swan. And then another friend who was literally about four doors down, his name was Clumsy. And his name was Clumsy not because that was his surname. It was because he was clumsy. Clumsy Carl. Now, whether that was right or wrong for us as kids to call him clumsy, in looking back now, I don't think it was very helpful. We were just putting something on him, really. But he was clumsy. And I could tell you many, many stories of just clumsy things, that wherever he went, he seemed to break things, touch things, knock things over. It was just one of his character traits. And you can learn a lot about what people call one another. In the Bible, we have a number of names for the devil, and we learn a lot from them. He is called the destroyer. He's called the father of lies. He's called the deceiver. And so many other names too, which just show us clearly his very nature and character. Also, a name signifies one's reputation. When my brother was a kid growing up, someone bought him a football book. It was on the history of the World Cup. And he was reading through it one day, and he excitedly came to me and said, "You're not going to believe this. There's a guy in this book, a World Cup book, who's got the same name as us." And it was a guy called Vittorio Pozzo, or Pozzo, if you're pronouncing it right in Italian. And he was a former Italian professional footballer, and was also manager of the national side for a number of years. And he has gone down in history as the greatest manager in Italian history, because he won the World Cup for Italy in 1934 and 1938. Well, my brother and I decided to take this book to school and to tell everyone that he was our granddad. And it was amazing, because no one had ever heard the name Pozzo before, that people believed us. And suddenly our reputation went up. Everyone was saying, "Did you know Pozzo's granddad was manager of Italy? He won the World Cup." It was incredible. But sometimes names can have a different reputation. I remember excitedly starting secondary school, and after a couple of weeks, I was with a friend, and we were running through the bike sheds, and that was something you weren't meant to do. There was a big sign saying, "Do not run through the bike sheds," and we were obviously late for a lesson of some kind. And suddenly there was this big bellowing, "Stop!" And we turned around, and there was a teacher called Mr. Thomas, fondly known as Toghead. And he called us over and said, "What does that sign say?" And we said, "It says, do not run through the bike sheds." He said, "And what were you doing?" We said, "Sorry, sir, we were running through the bike sheds." So he said, "Well, you won't be doing it again." So he said, "No, sir, we won't." Then I thought he was just about to let us go when he suddenly said, "And what's your name?" And my friend said, "Peter Burrows." I said, "Yes." He said, "And what's your name?" I said, "My name's Jonathan Pozzo." And he looked at me and went, "Nick Pozzo's brother." And I kind of smiled and thought, "Yeah, I'm famous. Someone knows my brother." To which he responded, "Bend over and he gave me the cane three times. Now, I'm convinced to this day that if I hadn't been Nick Pozzo's brother, that I would have got away with that. So sometimes reputation is not, one's name is not a good one. Also, a name signifies authority. I traveled to Burundi many years ago, and when we got to Bujumbura and passport control, there were a few issues around visas which we pay for in they were saying that we didn't have the right visas. They basically wanted money. We paid for everything. We'd done everything correctly, everything that was asked for us. And that now they were saying that we didn't have the correct information. So basically we were kind of a bit of a, we were stuck, when suddenly a friend of mine and some friends of his arrived at the airport to meet us and were wondering why we were delayed. And this, one of these guys was a colonel in the army, and he came through and he spoke to the passport control, the soldiers on passport control, and their attitudes totally changed. As soon as they saw him, as soon as they saw his rank, as soon as they saw his name, they suddenly couldn't have been more helpful, and they let us through extremely quickly. See, sometimes a name speaks about authority. God's name is, he has many names, and I want you to listen to this recording of all the names there are of God found in the Bible.
God's nature never changes. He is and he will always be. He is who he is. That's what his name Jehovah even means. It means I am. Yahweh means he is. He's God.
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is.
He is.
Elohim, God, Judge, Creator.
Yahweh, Lord, Jehovah.
El Elyon, the Most High God.
Adonai, Lord, Master.
El Shaddai, Lord, God Almighty.
El Olam, the Everlasting God, the God of Eternity, the God of the Universe, the God of Ancient Days.
He is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide.
He is the Shiloh, the Peacemaker.
Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals.
Jehovah Nissi, the Lord my banner, the Lord my miracle.
He is Kana, jealous.
He is Jehovah Emkadosh, the Lord who sanctifies you, the Lord who makes holy.
He is a star.
A scepter out of Israel.
The accursed of God.
The captain of the host of the Lord.
Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace.
Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of powers.
The rock of my salvation.
My salvation.
He is the light of the morning when the sun rises, a morning without clouds.
He is the day's man.
The interpreter.
My rock and my redeemer.
He is crowned, the crown of pure gold.
The most blessed forever.
He is the forsaken.
A worm and no man.
He is Jehovah Ra.
He is my restorer.
The King of glory.
He who sitteth king forever.
He is a stranger and an alien.
My strong rock.
My rock and my fortress.
Fairer than the children of men.
The rock that is higher than I.
The rock of my strength.
The rock of habitation.
He is as rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water the earth.
The rock of my heart.
The shield.
The rock of my refuge.
A king and priest after the order of Melchizedek.
A brother born for adversity.
The friend that loveth at all times.
A stone of grace.
A friend that sticketh closer than the brother.
He is as ointment poured forth.
My well-beloved.
A bundle of myrrh.
A cluster of henna blooms.
The rose of Sharon.
He is the lily of the valley.
The lily of the valley.
The chiefest among 10,000.
His countenance is as Lebanon.
Yea, he is altogether lovely.
He is my beloved and my friend.
He is holy, holy, holy.
He's a sanctuary.
The great light.
A son given.
The mighty God.
The father of eternity.
He is a child born.
The prince of peace.
An ensign of the people.
The nail fastened in a sure place.
A strength to the poor.
A strength to the needy in distress.
A shadow from the heat.
A refuge from the storm.
He is the rock of ages.
A crown of glory and beauty.
He is a stone.
A triad stone.
A covert from the tempest.
He is as rivers of water in a dry place.
As the shadow of a great rock in a weary land.
As a hiding place from the wind.
He is
the king in his beauty.
My leader.
The everlasting God.
He is mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth.
He is a light of the Gentiles.
The covenant of the people.
The polished shaft.
Glorious.
He is the Holy One of Israel.
He is a man of sorrows.
Despised.
He is rejected.
He is stricken.
Smitten.
He is wounded.
Bruised.
He is oppressed.
He is my portion,
my maker,
my husband.
He's the God of the whole earth.
The witness to his people.
The leader. The
commander.
The redeemer.
He is mighty.
He is my physician.
Jehovah Sidkenu, the Lord our righteousness.
David, their king.
Their king.
My resting place.
My feeder.
The plant of renown.
Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there.
He is the prince of princes.
The Messiah.
The prince.
The strength of the children of Israel.
The hope of thy people.
The ruler.
He is king over all the earth.
He is
a refiner's fire.
Fuller's soap.
My refiner.
My purifier.
Purifier.
The son of righteousness.
He is Jesus, Yeshua, salvation.
Emmanuel.
God with us.
He is born as the king of the Jews.
He is a governor.
The Nazarene.
The bridegroom.
He is meek, lowly.
He is the one of whom the Father says, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased.
The son of the living God.
Jesus.
The Christ.
The rock.
The builder.
The prophet of Nazareth.
He is betrayed.
Mocked. Crucified.
The Holy One of God.
My brother.
The carpenter.
And his life is a ransom.
He is the son of the blessed.
The son of the highest.
God my savior.
The horn of salvation.
The day spring from on high.
A savior which is Christ the Lord.
The salvation of God.
He is the glory of thy people Israel.
Lord of the Sabbath.
My healer.
The Christ of God.
My servant.
The chosen of God.
He is risen.
He is risen.
A prophet mighty in deed and word.
He is the Word.
The Word that was with God.
The Word that was God.
The light of men.
The true light.
The Word that was made flesh.
He is the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father.
The Lamb of God.
My teacher.
The gift of God.
Gift of God.
He is Messiah.
The bread of God.
The bread of life.
He is my meat.
My drink.
The light of the world.
The door of the sheep.
The good shepherd that laid down his life.
The scent of the Father.
He is the resurrection.
The king of the daughter of Zion.
The corn of wheat.
He is the light.
The light.
My Lord, Master.
My example.
He is the way.
The truth.
The life.
The vine.
Scourged.
Crowned with a crown of thorns.
Crucified as the king of the Jews.
He is exalted.
Glorified.
The holy one and the just.
The prince of life.
The anointed.
The prince and a savior.
He is Lord Jesus.
He is Lord of all.
The judge.
Jesus of Nazareth.
The mercy seat.
Jesus Christ our Lord.
He is the firstborn among many brethren.
Over all, God blessed forever.
Lord over all.
The deliverer.
Deliverer.
Lord both of the dead and living.
The minister of the circumcision.
He is my wisdom.
My righteousness.
My sanctification.
My redemption.
He is the foundation.
My Passover.
That spiritual rock.
The head of every man.
The first fruits of them that slept.
He is the last Adam.
The quickening spirit.
The image of God.
His unspeakable gift.
My peace.
He is the offering.
He is the sacrifice.
The head over all things to the church.
He is he that filleth all in all.
He is a servant who humbled himself unto death, even death on a cross.
He is the Lord Jesus Christ,
the image of the invisible God,
the firstborn of every creature,
creator of all things,
the firstborn from the dead,
the head of the body, the church,
the head of all principalities and powers.
He is my all in all.
He is our Lord Jesus Christ himself.
He is Lord of peace.
He is our Lord of hope.
He is God manifest in the flesh.
He is the justified,
the mediator,
the righteous judge,
the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
He's obedient, and his throne is forever and ever.
And ever.
He is the upholder of all things,
the express image of his person,
the brightness of his glory.
He is Jesus Christ,
same yesterday, today, and forever.
The shepherd of the sheep,
the great shepherd that was brought again from the dead.
He is the minister of the sanctuary
and of the true tabernacle.
And his flesh is the veil, which was rent in two.
He is the altar,
the offerer,
the forerunner
for us.
Entered even Jesus.
He is the priest,
the priest,
the high priest,
the great high priest,
the intercessor,
the surety,
the covenanter.
He is
the captive salvation,
the author and finisher of faith,
the king of righteousness,
the king of peace. He is crowned with glory and honor.
He is the tempted,
the merciful,
the faithful.
He is holy,
harmless,
undefiled.
He is the shepherd.
He is
the perfect. He is my helper,
the lamb without blemish
and without spot,
the living stone.
He's a
chief cornerstone. He is a precious stone.
He is guileless.
He is vile.
He is the
chief shepherd
that shall again appear.
The day star,
my Savior.
He is the word of life.
He is the life.
He is that eternal life which was with the Father.
He is Jesus Christ, the righteous,
the Savior of the world,
the true God,
the true God,
the advocate.
He is the advocate.
He is
Jesus Christ.
He is
the first begotten of the dead.
He is
the prince of the kings of the earth.
He is
the almighty,
which is,
which was,
which is to come.
He is
the beginning and the ending.
He is
the alpha and the omega.
He is
the first and the last.
He is
he
that liveth.
He is
the tree of life.
He is
the hidden manna.
He is
the faithful and the true witness.
He is.
Amen.
He is
the beginning of the creation of God.
He is
the lion of the tribe of Judah.
He is
the lamb that was slain.
He is
the lamb in the midst of the throne.
He is
the lamb slain.
He is
the king of saints,
the king of nations.
He is
the Lord of lords.
Wow, he is all those things and more, which speaks of his character, his reputation, and his authority. Today we're looking at the command, you shall not misuse this name. What does it mean to misuse the name of God? The more accurate translation of this verse is taking the Lord's name in vain. The word take means to carry or to bear something. The word vain means emptiness or worthlessness. So to take God's name in vain means to empty his name of content or make it irrelevant. So how do we do that? How do we misuse God's name? Very simply, we can misuse God's name with our words. By our speech, blasphemy, when we curse, even when we pray in a certain way, using the name of God, but they're selfish and self-centered prayers. There's so many different ways we misuse God's name with our words. We can misuse God's name with our actions. When our actions don't match what we say we believe, it's hypocrisy. We can misuse God's name with vows that we make. We make a vow in the name of God. We say that we will never do anything in God's name, or we will do something in God's name. And Jesus clearly reminded us, just let your yes be yes and your no, no. So how should we use God's name? If we're not to misuse it, how should we use it in the correct way? we should praise his name. The Psalms are full of great poems and literature of people praising God's name, especially King David. And we should join with them and daily give praise to his name, to lift his name up or sing. We should honour God's name. How do we do that? By the way that we live our lives, that we're honouring him, that we're putting him first in our lives. We should spread and share God's name. We have good news in the name of Jesus, and we're called to share that good news with those around us. And also, there are times when we should bear God's name. There are times of pain. There are times of suffering, times of persecution. And there are those times we need not reject or pretend that we don't know Jesus, but we should boldly confess and bear his name, whatever comes our way. Might all sound simple, but it's one of the hardest things to do. And God's name is the most important of all. And today we're reminded that we're not to misuse it, but that we're to praise his name, we're to honour his name, and we're to spread and share his name, and we're to bear his name. Shall we pray now in his name for his help to do these things? Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy that is abundant to us every single day. And we thank you that you have given us your word to teach us and instruct us. Lord, you've given us these commandments, these laws, which to shape us, and shown us the importance of how we are to worship and how we're to live and how we're to act towards you and to one another. Lord, we pray today that you'd help us not to misuse your name through our words, through our actions, and through the vows that we make, but instead by your Holy Spirit, that you'd help us to daily praise your name, to honour your name, to spread and share your name, and to bear your name for your glory. And we pray all these things in your holy name, the name that is above every other name, the name of Jesus. Amen.